Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Jamie.
So, look, as I said, I was just dumbfounded. I thought this was like an archaic throwback, the fact that this is still criminalized.
Absolutely, and that's why it basically needs to be repealed. You know, abortion still sits as a criminal offense in Division 12 of the Crimes Act in its sections 82 to 84. There was a concession made in 1971, though, when a district court actually ruled that abortions could be lawfully performed if a doctor deemed that it was necessary for the health of a woman or if it was a risk to a pregnant woman's life. So under that ruling, abortions are performed. But the big issue is that there's a huge stigma around it because of the taint of criminality.
Mm.
And many doctors, and this is coming from doctors themselves, don't actually perform it because there is a risk of prosecution. And also, there's very little accessibility, and it's really expensive because it is mostly performed by doctors in private clinics.
Mm. So, as I understand it, it's kind of in a grey area, isn't it, Maureen? Because what it is at the moment, that there is that provision for if it has an adverse effect on a woman's mental or physical health. Is that how women are currently getting abortions?
That's absolutely right, and it does include, you know, economic kind of hardship and psychological health, health as you said. But that is a real issue because at the moment, women don't have the right to make decisions about their own bodies, decisions about health. And I think that's why we really need to decriminalize abortion and once and for all let patients and their doctors finally have the power to make their own medical decisions about pregnancy termination without this shadow of criminality hanging over them.
Mm. Now, it is operating in a grey area currently. Do you know the last time that anyone was actually faced criminal charges for this?
I think in New South Wales, it was probably in 2006 when there was a court case. But I think that doesn't eliminate that there won't be one in the future.
Mm.
And the bottom line is that abortions are being done. Why are they being done in hushed tones? And I do know that many people don't even know of the status of abortion in law till they or someone you know, they know needs to access one.
Mm.
But on the other hand, we know that overwhelmingly the people of New South Wales support decriminalization of abortion and for women and others to make their own decisions about their own bodies.
Mm.
Jamie, Victoria, Tasmania and ACT have decriminalized abortion and enacted safe access zone outside abortion clinics to prevent the harassment and intimidation of patients.
Mm.
New South Wales needs to come into the 21st century and make this change as well.
Mm. Look, I will get to those buffer zones in just a moment. Look, if you've just joined us, I'm here with Dr. Maureen Faruqi. She's a Greens MP who today is going to introduce a private member's bill to decriminalise abortion here in New South Wales. Maureen, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, you're going to get your obvious opposition from, say, Fred Nile and perhaps some conservative coalition MPs. What's the consensus in New South Wales Parliament?
So my bill, as you said, is the first in the order of precedence, and I'm hoping that I will be able to do my second reading speech and introduce the bill today. We have been talking to so many people in the community, doctors, lawyers, women's groups, and the bill is a culmination of that intensive consultation. So it is carefully considered, and I believe, you know, it's a bill that is very balanced. With the parliamentarians, I've reached out to every single one of them, and we want to start our conversations. With some we've already started, and I do know that there are MPs in each major party who support this reform. But now our task is actually to convince others that this is a change that overwhelmingly the people of New South Wales want. And if we represent the people, then surely we have to make this change. This is not a radical bill. Like I said, Victoria, ACT, Tasmania already have similar laws. We just need to bring the law in line with modern medical practice and expectations of the community in the 21st century.
Mm. Now, as I understand it, as part of this bill you're putting forward, you'd like to see a 150-metre buffer zone around abortion clinics. Presumably, that's to stop people, you know, those protesters who hold those awful signs up, you know, trying to confuse and intimidate women who are going to get abortions.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone has a right to medical privacy. And when entering a reproductive health clinic, you should be able to do so in safety and in dignity. And again, these laws exist in other states. We just have to put them here so, you know, patients can access a medical procedure with dignity and privacy.
Mm. Now, as I understand it, that particular bill was already proposed by Penny Sharp, Labor MLC. Is that right?
No, my bill has both things in it.
No, I meant the second. I meant the second part of that. The
buffer
the
second
zone.
Part of the bill was introduced just recently by Labor member Penny Sharp. A couple of years after my bill has been on the paper.
Right,
so she gave notice of the bill a couple of months ago.
Right,
but we
okay.
haven't seen that bill yet.
Have you spoken with Penny about this bill today?
I have spoken with, Labor and Penny Sharp and others as well.
Has Penny given you her support for this bill?
Yes, there are, like I said, there are people in different parties who support this bill, and yes.
Okay, wonderful. Where are the...
This will be, just to highlight, that this will probably be a conscience vote
right.
in the Labour Party, and I presume it'll be the same case in the Liberal Party as well. So, like I said, individuals will be making their decisions on their own, and that's why we need to keep talking to MPs who support this bill and try and convince them to talk to others within their parties to support it as well.
Absolutely. So, Maureen, I mean, thank you so much for your time this morning. Where to from here? If you're saying, you know, you're waiting to hear back, as I understand, from a whole bunch of different MPs, how can people put pressure on their local MPs if they do feel strongly about this?
Yes, so as I said, most people do feel strongly about
Absolutely.
It. So the best thing is to contact your MP, write to them, call their office, go and meet them. And say, you know, why you think this change should happen. We also have campaigning kits ready for the community. We had a forum in Glebe a couple of weeks ago, which 150 people attended. We handed out campaigning kits, and that gives you really strong reasons of how to talk to your MP and what to talk to them about it. So very happy for people to contact me, and we can send them over the campaigning kits.
Wonderful. Well, Maureen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, actually, while I've got you on the phone, I'll get you on the hop. How are you feeling about the federal election?
The federal election. I love elections. I love campaigning and door knocking and talking to people. It's a fabulous opportunity to let people know what the Greens' agenda is. But, you know, we only find out the result on polling day.
What do they say? The only poll that matters is the one that happens
absolutely,
on the day.
Absolutely, Jamie.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, Maureen, thank you so much for your time. We'll catch up soon, all right?
Thank you. Bye.
Wonderful. That's Dr. Maureen Faruqi there, Greens MP, and she's introducing this private members bill into New South Wales Parliament today to decriminalise abortion. Look, as I said, I had no idea. I suppose, you know, I've never had to go and get an abortion, but I'd never thought that it was still criminalised. It just seems mad.